The state in which the soul, with the help of the energies of the sun and other gods, and through the instrumentality of these 14, mind, intellect, mind stuff, ego, and the 10 sense organs, become sensitive to sound, touch, and such other gross objects, is called the waking state. When the living being, on account of the unfulfilled desires of the waking state, becomes sensitive to sound, touch, and such other gross objects, even in the absence of the latter, it is called the dreaming state of the self or soul. Sarvasa Upanishad.
The Eastern mind divides consciousness in 4 states. One is when we are awake, or the first. The second is dreaming. The third is deep sleep, dreamless. And the fourth is beyond all the three, the fourth. What is this which we call the awake state of consciousness? Knowledge, knowing is possible in 2 ways, mediate and immediate. Mediate knowledge means knowledge through some means, not direct, indirect. Senses are the means, the windows through which we know the expansion beyond us. But the knowledge gained is indirect. It is not a face-to-face encounter. The mediator is in between. The senses are mediators. And when senses inform something, it is not a simple information. It is an interpretation also. The senses are not just passive receptors. They are positive interpreters also. They impose something. They add something to the information. So whenever anything is reported by the senses to the consciousness, it is not a passive receptivity. The senses have added something to it. They have interpreted it. They have imposed something on it. This imposition creates an illusory world around every consciousness. And everyone begins to live in a world of his own. This world, the Eastern esoteric mind says, is the Maya, the illusion. It is not the real, the objective, that which is. It is something that you have created. Everyone is within his own world, and there are as many worlds as there are minds. So whenever two persons are near, two worlds are in collision. And otherwise is not possible. Because you have not known the objective as it is. The second dimension, the alternative dimension to know the world as it is not through senses, butch. Through transcendence of the senses. And human consciousness can be in a direct encounter. The senses are just dropped. And still, knowing happens. That knowing is about the truth, because there has been no mediator. Now you have known directly. To know the truth through the senses is maya. To know the truth immediately, directly, face to face is Brahm. That which we know remains the same, but the knower changes. If he is using senses, then he creates an illusory perception. If he is not using the senses, then he is face to face with the reality. Meditation is the path how to drop the senses. How to drop the windows and just to be in the reality without anyone in between. The Rishi says this contact with the world through the senses is the first state of consciousness, the awake state of mind, jagrat. When you are in contact with the world through the senses, this is jagrat, the awake state of the mind. Dreaming is the second state, deeper than the state we call the awake. Dreaming is a substitute state, a secondary, but deeper. Whatsoever has been left unfulfilled in the state when you were awake has to be completed. Mind has a tendency to complete things. If you leave something incomplete, then you will create a dream to complete it. The mind tends to complete a thing. You must complete it. Otherwise, there is some restlessness inside. You have seen some beautiful figures, but you couldn't look at it as you liked, as much you liked. Now, a lingering incompletion will continue inside. You can suppress it when you are awake. You are occupied in many other things, and the suppression is possible. But when you go to sleep, the incomplete link unfolds a dream and completes the thing. This state of dreaming, the Rishi says, means without the instrumentality of your senses, the senses are closed. They are not aware of the world beyond you. Now you are within yourselves, within your body, but still you can create your own worlds. This creation of your own worlds in dreams becomes possible because your mind is a conditioning of everything you have known, you have felt. Everything has been accumulated in it. It is an accumulation not only of this life but all the lives one has lived. and not only of human lives, of animal lives also, and not only of animal lives, but of vegetable lives also. So in a dream you can become a tree. In a dream you can become a lion. You have been sometime a tree. That memory is still there. It can unfold. This unfoldment of past memories, of past lives, means only that you have never lived totally, always living partially. You have not loved totally, you have not been angry totally, you have not been anything totally. Everything is incomplete. So many things incomplete inside create the situation in which dreaming happens. The moment one begins to live totally, everything is completed, dreaming ceases. A Christ, a Buddha, will not dream. Because he has not left anything incomplete. Jesus says, this moment is enough. Live it totally. Do not think of the other moment that is to come. Do not think of the other moment that has gone. That which has gone is no more, and that which has not come yet has not come yet. Both are non-existential. This moment, this very moment, this passing moment is the only existential time. Live in it and leave all else aside. Be totally in it. Then there will be no dreaming. Then everything is complete. And by the night, when you are dropping in sleep, nothing is incomplete to be completed. And when dreaming ceases, mind becomes more aware. This is the second stage of dreaming. When dreaming ceases, you become more awake. And when there is no dreaming in the night, in the morning when you are awake, you have more innocent eyes, more fresh, more alive. In your eyes there is no dust, there is no smoke. The flame is clear without the smoke. Dreaming creates a smoke around your eyes. And one who has been dreaming in the night really goes on dreaming in the day also. Deep down there is always a dream film continuous. You are hearing me. Just close your eyes and look inside, and there is a dream unfolding. You are too much occupied outside, that's why you cannot become attentive to your inside dreaming. But the dream continues. Look at the sky, there are no stars now. Where they have gone? They cannot go anywhere. They are where they have been in the night. But only because of the sun, we cannot see them. Our eyes are so much occupied with the sun, they cannot penetrate to them. They are still there. If you can go in a deep well, down, even in the day, you can look to the stars, because then there is a gap of darkness, and again stars appear. Just like this, you are continuously dreaming. But when you are occupied in the outside world, The dreaming continues inside without your being attentive to it. The moment you are not occupied, relaxed, you become again aware of the dreaming. This is a constant state, in fact, continuous. And this dreaming is more indicative about your mind than whatsoever we call the awake. Because this is less inhibited, less suppressed, more naked, and therefore more true. So if your dreaming can be known, if your dream can be known, much is known about you. You cannot deceive, in dreams at least. They are still not a part of your will. They are not voluntary. You are not the controller. That's why they are so wild, so animal-like. This second stage must be penetrated and must be transcended. Only then we can come to the third, still deeper, the deep sleep, the dreamless sleep. The more you go deep inside, the nearer you are to existence. The deeper you go to the center, the nearer you are to the center of the universe. These three are concentric circles around the center: the awake, the dreaming, and the deep sleep. These are three concentric circles. If you transcend all these three, then suddenly you are face to face to your own center. Then you are centered in it. That centering is all. That centering is to achieve the deathless. That centering is to be deep inside the heart of the universe. That centering is divine realization. Dreaming has to cease. One must cease dreaming. Dreaming has to be transcended. Dreaming is the barrier. A dreaming mind can never know the truth. A dreaming mind is bound to live in illusory worlds. Dreaming is the problem. And if dreaming stops, and it stops, when ambition stops, it stops, when desiring stops, it stops, when one begins to live moment to moment, just here and now. If you can remember two words, here and now, dreaming stops. Be here and now, and there can be no dreaming, because dreaming is always from the past and for the future. It originates in the past, it spreads in the future. Dreaming can never be in the present. To be in the present and to be in dream is impossible. They never meet. So if one is awake aware, attentive of the time that is just here and now, dreaming stops. And when dreaming withers away, you can become aware, really aware. You can really become awake. And when you are awake, this awareness can penetrate the third state of consciousness, dreamless sleep. Really, in no language other than Indian, there is a word for it, susupti. In no language, there is a word for it, susupti. Sleep is not susupti, that's why we have to a dreamless sleep. It is not just sleep. It is non-dreaming sleep. Without any ripple of the dream. With no waves of the dream. And the ocean is totally silent. Not even a dream is there to disturb. Then you are in susupti, the third state, dreamless sleep, the non-dreaming sleep. But you can never become aware of it unless dreaming ceases. The waves must cease, only then you can become aware of the ocean. Otherwise, you are always aware of the waves. Waves are on the surface. So when you see the waves, not the ocean. The waves must stop totally. Only then, for the first time, you become aware of the ocean. The waveless ocean, the dreamless sleep. And if one can become aware of dreamless sleep, one transcends sleep. One transcends sleep only when one becomes aware of it. And then you are the Turi, the fourth. Then you have passed all the three. This fourth is the being. This fourth is the search. For this fourth, is all a first. And one may go on continuously dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. One can never achieve this fourth through dreaming. That's why so much insistence of non-desiring, non-ambition. The Buddhas go on saying, do not desire. Because if you desire, then dreaming cannot cease. The Buddhas go on saying, do not be attached. Because if you are attached, the dreaming cannot cease. Do not be ambitious. Do not long for any becoming. Do not think in terms of future, otherwise dreaming cannot cease. And unless dreaming ceases, you will never be. You can never be. You will always be a becoming. Just a becoming. A changing into B, B changing into C, C changing into D. And always the longing for the far off. And then you go on running, and you never reach. Then you go on becoming this and that, and you are never a being. The being is here and now. Drop dreaming, and you are there, where you have been really always. But never aware. All meditation techniques are just anti-dream efforts. Just dream negating devices.